Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have Nancy Straw from the West Central Initiative Foundation, I believe in Fergus Falls, correct?
That's right, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Let's talk a little bit about leadership in rural communities and what opportunities exist for particularly young people in rural communities.
Several years ago here at West Central Initiative, we started talking about why do all of our communities keep saying they need more leaders? Why is that? And so we did some really simple math. We looked at the number of people that we needed for elected positions, for just county boards, township, school boards, city council, those kinds of things. No volunteer positions, just elected positions. And in our nine counties, it takes 1,835 people to fill all those elected positions. And we have about 220,000 people in our region. Then we compared that with three suburbs in the metro area that have about the same combined population, Eden Prairie, Brooklyn Park, and Bloomington. They only need 45 people to fill all of their elected leader positions. So we need about 40 times as many people to serve in elected positions as they do in a comparable suburban area. And what that tells me is that there is a great opportunity out here to not only be a leader, but develop your leadership skills, because there are great opportunities for people who want to serve as leaders in their communities.
So what are some of these elected officials? Why are there so many more?
It's partly because we still have the same government structures in Greater Minnesota that we did many years ago when we had more people living here. And in the suburban areas, a lot of times school districts have merged, and even some of the other governmental units have consolidated as they've become more densely populated as suburbs. So it's just that the way the structures are now with local government is that we need to have a higher percentage of our adults serving in those elected positions than they do in an urban center.
And part of it's probably geography too, right? I mean, you're just covering a much wider area.
Sure. And we still have townships in Greater Minnesota, and most of the metropolitan area doesn't really have elected township officials anymore. That's another big difference.
Another thing that, you could look at or at least consider is that a lot of the entry-level positions in the workplace in rural Minnesota offer opportunities that you might not otherwise get in a more of a metropolitan setting. And I'm talking about the kinds of skills and the variety of skills you have to learn, because there just aren't as many people to run the operation.
I think that's a really good point. And I know people here who have risen to the level of CEO of a company because they've stayed in Greater Minnesota, and the opportunities have really been much greater for them than if they had gone to an urban setting. And they'll tell you that very directly.
Nancy Straw, the Executive Director of the West Central Initiative Foundation in Fergus Falls. Thanks, Nancy, for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.